95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, did you fall downstairs again?
I did not, know.
Did you go, what happened, man? He's got a giant Band-Aid
on
his head.
It's not a giant Band-Aid. It's just a regular Band-Aid on my head.
And it's little flowers. It looks, what is it, like a kid's Band-Aid, isn't it?
It's sort of, yeah. It is Elmo.
What the? That guy who bought that thing?
No, they are just looking to see if it's skin cancer, so they took a piece of my head out. And I asked them to take more, but they wouldn't.
They're like, my brain is supposed to be right back here. Could you pull some of that out?
I have way too much head. I need to get rid of my head.
I do have a massive forehead.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It's well, like, you know. Can you shave it down a little or something?
Take a little off the top.
So I was getting ready to leave for work, mm-hmm. and I felt a drip. They put a bandage on it.
Right.
And I felt a drip of blood on my eyelash.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was like, oh, great. I'm bleeding from the middle of my head.
You know, your face forehead. Bleeds more than anything, though. I guess I'm going to probably be bleeding for days to come.
So I should get in my car and start driving now. Right. But instead, I'm going to go upstairs and try to figure out a way to
clean off the blood.
Yes.
Make it stop.
And put another bandage on it.
Right.
So I did that.
Oh, that's where you got the fancy.
That's where I got
bandage.
The big.
That's nice.
Bandage. So plus, I have a headache. So.
Ah, wow.
And I'm a little lightheaded. So
wow.
This should be fun.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle in. Who knows what's going to happen?
On Give Me Five.
Yeah, it's pianos. There's not very many rock songs that have pianos in them, but here and there, you know, some Elton John, a few pop to mind.
Almost all Elton John.
No? That's true. Yeah. So we won't play any Elton John, but if you can think of anything with a piano in it, and give us a call.
In the 4 o'clock hour, neighbors that don't have any control of their pets.
Oh, that's always fun. It's like, especially if you live in Florida and they have a pet alligator. What do they call it?
An emotional support alligator.
Thank you.
Yes. That was the best story ever. They tried to take it through an airport.
Alligator.
We also have the best car chase ever, which you didn't see last night, and I'm so happy.
Oh, because, was that here in lovely Los Angeles?
Oh, it was great.
Oh, nice. That's your favorite.
I was strapped.
Hey, we're gonna help someone get a car chase channel started.
That's right.
Because sure. We both won the lottery last night.
Yeah, neither of us did. Yeah, so
nobody did.
Buy another one on Wednesday.
Yeah, for sure.
One American dollar is coming up.
Alrighty.
A chance for you to win $2,700.
That's right. Nobody has gotten that thing we've been looking for quite a while. So sometime between now and four, we'll ask you if you know. And if you do, and you're caller 25, $2,700.
It is the KLOS name game. And we also have tickets for Power Trip.
That's right. That's in the 5 o'clock hour.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
A couple in a row from Chris, including his thing with Soundgarden that I love so much, My Wave. What a great song that is.
That is great.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for now?
What's that?
I need you.
Very disappointed I didn't win my $1 billion last night. I was positive the shaman told me I would win.
Well, here's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'm going to let it build up a little before I win.
Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So it's going to happen.
Did
Wednesday.
You actually have a ticket?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't want to win. You wanted to
right.
wait. Yes.
Right.
Very
I mean,
wise.
I would have taken it at 1.04, but now that it's like 1.2.
Oh man.
I'm in.
It's so crazy how now it does this. I mean, remember the first couple of times it was like $1 billion. What?
Yep.
Now
yep.
we can all be Elmo. That's exciting.
Now it happens a lot.
Yeah.
All right, here's the list. The 10 worst candies for Halloween.
Ding dong. Oh, I don't want this.
The 10 worst.
That's like saying, I got a rock. It's much better than doing the 10 best.
Well, we'll do the 10 best because I have an accurately scientific.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, but who cares? I like the worst.
All right, the worst.
This is a public service. Don't buy this stuff. Don't give it to kids.
From candy.com.
Oh, really?
Yep. The worst candies ever.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com.
Correct on that.
You know, I don't agree with this, but I know that almost everybody on the planet hates candy corn. So I'm going to say candy corn.
Candy corn is number two. It's the second worst
thing
Halloween
you can give.
Candy. Yes.
Yeah. licorice. What's worse than being handed licorice?
Licorice is number nine.
And see, I'm just remembering going back through my bag when I was a kid, pouring
right.
it out. And going, I don't want this.
What's
I don't want
this?
That.
What's wrong with you?
What's with all these razor blades in this apple? I don't want that. Gum? I hate gum.
Gum?
Yeah. Gum on the list?
Gum.
It's not really proper candy. So.
No.
Yeah, Werther's, you know those little things,
I do
old
know
people,
what
the
Werther's
hard candy
are.
Kind of thing.
I don't like them, but
no.
they're not in the top 10 of the worst.
I like them actually. I like
do
them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sweet tarts, those little round The little tiny ones that
you... Sweet tarts.
Yeah. You're a sweet tart.
I'm just going to have to buzz you on just for saying that. All right. You can't get it, but you if you have one more guess.
You know, I always hate the pixie sticks. You know, there's a little, it's basically
I love
sugar.
Those. It is sugar.
Do you like those?
It's straight sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Those are on the list.
I like them, but they're garbage.
Yeah.
It's a garbage candy that I like.
And it wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Here are the 10 worst candies for Halloween.
I think I'm glad to not know. That way I know I'm not buying them and handing them out.
Number 10, Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty. Yeah, I hate Good and Plenty.
Same.
Loathe it.
Number 9, licorice.
Licorice sucks.
Number 8, Tootsie Rolls.
What? That's crazy talk.
Yeah, except for I don't like to have to work that hard for my candy.
It starts pulling my teeth out at this point. Yeah, now I'm so old.
Number 7 is Mary Jane's.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
You mean they're handing out Mary Jane?
Yeah, I don't think that's
what house is that at, man?
That would make the worst list.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 6 is Smarties.
Smarties, that's what I was thinking of the thing. I knew I couldn't.
That's what you were thinking of the thing.
Yeah, you know that one thing. Right. When I said sweet tarts. That's
number
what I
meant. 5, wax cola bottle.
Oh, those suck.
Those are terrible.
Those are never any good.
Number 4, Necco wafers.
Who would hand out those?
People do.
You suck.
Number 3, peanut butter kisses.
Peanut butter kisses.
That sounds better than most of the rest of this list.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good, actually.
Number 2 is candy corn.
Yeah.
And number one is the blight on the earth that's known as circus peanuts.
Oh, circus peanuts!
Yes.
I actually love circus peanuts.
No, you don't love them.
I do.
You're just being...
No, I've always liked them.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Everybody hates them, so you love them because you...
And I love them. That's a weird way to look at it.
Come on, man.
I just like them. They're so nasty.
Yes, because you're just against everyone.
It's like this weird flavor and weird texture and a weird look, and I'm like, I kind of like this stupid thing. It's kind of like you.
Did you see the world's greatest car chase last night?
No, I did not.
Oh,
no.
My God.
I don't have the car chase channel, so I wasn't able to.
This one was worth it, though. This one, it took a while. Probably took 50 minutes or something like that. So it didn't take all that long. But it was a dude that stole a work truck, a big white work truck.
Right. With all the tools and stuff
right
on it. Yeah, yeah.
And he was driving around, and it was kind of a slow speed chase until he got to a parking lot. And 3 cops swarmed him, cop cars.
Right.
One behind him, one to the left, and one in front.
Right.
And they had him stuck. Caught.
Right.
They thought.
Yeah.
Now, the reporter in the helicopter has never had a better day than this. This is his heaven.
This is what he's waiting for every morning, getting
he's
up.
He's so excited.
Hoping today's the day.
He may have to clean out the helicopter. This is him.
Okay.
And look at this. Look at this wild pit there. Full speed into the front of the work truck, boxing him in here. And now they will be forced to use force if this driver does anything threatening whatsoever. Look at this. Backing up into those black and whites. He's backing up and shoving those units out of the way. Desperate to get away. Officers with their guns drawn. And the canine unit out. Look at this. Over the tree. Through the trees. And trying to get away. He's through private property. Running through a fence here.
I mean, that's like a baseball game. That's like suddenly there's been nothing going on for several innings. And then suddenly Casey, the mighty Casey, is actually struck.
He's so funny when he goes, look at this.
I know.
So he starts driving between trees, and there's a fence there as well, and he's driving through the fence.
Right.
And one of the cop cars just decides to ram him.
They're just going to go for it. They're just like, we're shutting
side
it
of
down.
The truck. Yeah.
Right. I always wonder how do they keep from doing that?
I don't know.
I mean, if I were in the cop car, I'd be just bashing the hell out of the
That's
until
this guy
my
does.
Car doesn't move anymore.
These vehicles are going to, look at that. The primary unit ramming full speed again. That vehicle is now disabled. The primary unit has now completely disabled that work truck, taking the fence with them, and now getting on to the freeway, I think.
I mean, I guess that is the problem. If you're going to take on a truck with a car, you're just not going to, it's just going to shut it down.
So the guy drags the fence along with him.
Right.
And takes the berm, the dirt, down to the freeway.
You just said berm.
I did.
That's fancy, man.
What's the word?
I don't know. Hell, I know.
Hill?
Embankment?
Embankment, yeah.
And berm. I love it.
Drives onto the 91, I believe it is, going the wrong way.
Oh, that's
And this
fun.
Guy is way more excited about that.
He just got onto the freeway. He's going the wrong way. The wrong way on the freeway. He's going the wrong way on the 91. He's going eastbound on the westbound side of the 91 freeway.
Is this the first time he's ever done this?
I don't know, but I love it.
He's like, yeah.
I love him, and I want him to do all car chases. And because he's so excited about it.
He's really into it.
He's
more into it than you are.
So now,
that's saying something.
So now the truck is slowing down and stopping.
Right.
And as he's doing play-by-play, the person gets out and runs.
Okay.
And now this work truck appears to be having mobility issues. Look at that. It's a female driver. A female driver jumping out of the vehicle.
Wow, really?
Female driver jumping out of the vehicle.
Okay, on the 91.
Yep.
Running into across lanes. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. The female driver running across the 91 freeway.
Hopefully she runs up the berm.
She's literally Frogger across the freeway. She's just walking up and then waiting for a lane to clear and then walking up.
Oh, man.
Those drivers don't see her. She is not well. She's not well. And she is now running for it, crossing all lanes of the 91 freeway.
She's not well.
All right. Now,
weird thing to say.
This is when something happened that I did not see coming.
Okay.
And I've watched a lot of car chases.
Yes, you have.
But
you go all the way back to Model Ts when they were first.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
They were the best.
Yeah.
Because they had to crank. This is a weird turn of events.
Okay.
Well, the wig just fell off. This person now running through the front of the Denny's and now into the Denny's. Running into the Denny's.
Into a Denny's? And wait, a wig?
The wig fell off.
So it wasn't a lady or just...
Couldn't tell.
But then they ran into a Denny's?
Then they ran inside to a Denny's.
They got themselves a Grand Slam breakfast or whatever?
I don't know if they got the breakfast before they got arrested.
Eggs over my hammy
to go. I want to be in the copter with that pilot,
yeah.
With that reporter.
Yeah, you know, maybe...
Look at that!
You give it a little in the morning, you got a little extra time, you know?
Right?
You know? You can do a side gig.
I should do that. I should do play-by-play for car chases.
And then when one's really going on, we'll just cut to you live here in the studio.
Great. All right. Anybody that's listening, hook me up.
Make it happen.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
I was walking the dog earlier today. That's not code.
I was going to say, is that a euphemism?
It is not.
Why do our brains go there immediately?
I was walking the dog, and I went by a house that I always go by because I'm fascinated by the owner of this house and the owner of this dog at the house.
Okay.
So I walk by with the dog, and it's a bulldog.
Yours is a bulldog?
No.
Theirs is a bulldog.
Hers is a bulldog.
Okay.
And it's behind a screen door.
Okay.
So it can see and we can hear.
I see you right there. I'll kill you.
I'll
come out and bite you.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Like full on panic mode.
Right.
I can't believe it. I've never seen anybody walk by.
Every single time I walk by,
sure.
It's the exact same thing.
It's got to be the same all day, every
day. And there's a woman in the back that's going, Sam, stop. First of all, it's not even Sammy. Come on. Sam, stop. And I just want to go up to her and go, do you realize that you have zero effect on this dog? You're shouting stop, and the dog hears nothing.
Right. So if you walk by and you hear her yell Sammy or Sam 7 times, then 3 minutes later, someone else is going to buy.
Right.
That's 14 times.
Yes.
And someone else is going to walk by. When the mailman gets there, it's probably 14 just for him.
Don't you get frustrated if your dog doesn't at least look at you before continuing?
I don't care. I killed him.
I don't get it.
I don't hear you at all.
So we want to talk about neighbors that don't have any control over their pets.
Mm.
Now, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want your kid getting his arm bitten off. We're trying to have fun. We want fun stories.
Right.
But your neighbors have no control over their pets.
Right.
Also, I have a neighbor whose pet dog barks all day.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop.
You know, we have this major problem where we can't leave our dog alone because she just howls and howls.
Oh my God.
We live our life around keeping her happy and staying at home and trying to figure out. And because I don't want to do that to the neighbors. I mean, if I didn't care, you know what I mean?
You would be my neighbor if you didn't care.
I just figured people probably could do without hearing that.
Yeah, of course.
Probably could
do without
it.
There has to be a way for you to solve that. Have you ever thought of that? No.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
She's an old dog. She doesn't like anything. She doesn't care. She's like, shut up. I'm going to howl.
So your neighbors don't have any control of their pets.
Don't bother with making sure they don't howl.
Right.
Yeah.
Funny stories only, please. 818-955-KLOS. I wish I could could see those guys in the next couple days.
Friday night, how far into their set at Power Trip do you think they'll be before they play that new one, perhaps?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, you do have a chance to go see it, except for you, Kevin. Mwahaha! We have those three-day passes we'll be giving away in the 5 o'clock hour. We play AC/DC, right?
Yes.
You play AC/DC sometime between 5 and 6. You be caller 25, and we'll give you tickets to the Empire Polo Club for all three nights. And if you're going to be out there in the RV lot all weekend, KLOS will be there. Stop by and see us. If you're in the area, check out the Miracle Mile RV Show, October 6th to the 15th, where the 10 and the 210 meet in Colton.
We are talking about neighbors that don't have any control of their pets. You have one of those?
So my neighbor, two mornings that we woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning because they just leave the patio door open and let their dog go out in the backyard.
Oh my God.
How annoying.
Oh.
So one morning we walked down the street to their house because they're below us on the street below.
Right.
And we knew they had a ring. And so we went up to their ring and we're like, this is not acceptable.
Because it's 2 in the morning and you're tired and you've heard it so many times and you sort of lose sight of, oh, this is going to be on film.
How are you that calm?
This is not
acceptable behavior at 2 in the morning.
I don't think we were that calm. I'm sure they woke up to their ring doorbell with two people yelling at them.
Shut up your dog!
We don't hear him in the middle of the night anymore.
Well done.
There you go.
Well done.
Well done.
During the day, he still goes off, but right. I mean, I'll take it, not at night.
No, yeah, at least agreed. Not at night. Well done. Ring, that kind of comes in handy. You don't have to actually see them at the face-to-face. You can do it that way. I like it.
Exactly. And we got to wake them up at 2:30 just like their dog woke up.
There you go.
Yep.
Right on. Perfect. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So, I had a dog that is a puppy. It got out at night and dragged all the neighbor's shoes, and I mean for blocks, out into the street. There were shoes just everywhere.
Because they leave their shoes out on the porch?
Out on the porch, exactly.
And then I see.
And this puppy decided that all of those shoes that were on the porches should be out in the middle of the street.
They were just, it was unbelievable because I ride a motorcycle to work, so when I got up in the morning, I took off, and my wife told me later, she's like, there were shoes for blocks everywhere.
That's really weird.
Shoes on the porches.
That's very weird.
Bob was his name, and Bob was quite the a-hole.
Bob. Damn it, Bob.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Ed Reed from Lakewood. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Your neighbors have no control of their pets?
Yeah, it's funny you talk about this. It just started like a month ago, and the dog just uncontrollably barks. But when I go in the backyard, I notice it jumps. And I'm seeing this damn dog's head and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, front legs over a 5'10" wall. And I'm thinking, that thing jumps the fence and I'm going to be running my ass off.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But it's very silly to see a dog head popping up, isn't it?
That is hilarious.
Boing, boing, boing.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, totally.
I've been bitten by a dog in the face. So I'm like, okay.
Totally understandable. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Well, maybe you just need to take away the trampoline.
Put up a higher fence.
Yeah,
go up another 6 feet.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your neighbors don't have any control of their pets. We are talking about neighbors that don't have any control of their pets. You have one?
She got this little white terrier that just would not stop yapping. All day.
Yep, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, like a little one. And it was a puppy. I'll give it, benefit of the doubt, whatever. But I discovered this thing called Busy Butter. And it's, imagine like CBD for dogs and peanut butter.
Really?
So, yeah, I took apple slices and I would coat the whole thing in CBD peanut butter and just toss it over the fence. And then it would stop barking after about a half hour. And I would do that for like a week.
It'd be like, bark,
and it,
bark.
A job well done.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Perfect.
That's what calms me down. This next twofer, however, won't. Dude, we're going to do a twofer right now on Tuesday of Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, fantastic.
Give me five songs in a row.
No.
On the piano.
Yeah, you know. know, the official name of this Gimme 5 today is Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player.
Name of an Elton John album?
Yeah, and we're looking for songs that have a piano in it. So I guess since we're stealing from Elton John, should start with a song from that album, Crocodile Rock. If you can think of anything with a piano in it, 818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter at Kevin and Sligo.
Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. It's songs with a piano in it, and I like how extreme these Gimme 5 can get.
Yes.
You can go from Elton John to another song with a piano in it from Faith No More.
Hello, Kevin and Sligo. I have one for you.
Yes, please.
Great Balls of Fire.
Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Please, yes.
Got quite a few requests for that one from GNR, a little piano ivory tickling in November rain.
Please don't call it that. This is for Karen DiPadova. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sligo lost one American dollar after not being able to guess four of the top 10 worst candy at Halloween.
And what was number one again?
Number one was those little peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
I love those.
They're nasty.
I love those.
We talked about the best car chase ever last night. Dude's wig fell off as he ran into a Denny's.
And a couple of people have decided that you need to actually start calling those. You need to get a second job.
I'll do play-by-play. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$3,000 will be on the line. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
So sometime between now and 6, we're going to play something from AC/DC. When we do, that is your shot at Power Trip this weekend out at Empire Polo Field. Be caller 25 when we play something from AC/DC, and you'll be going.
It'll happen in the next 40 minutes.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
I want to call her 25.
Yes, you are. You just heard AC/DC.
You are caller 25. You win.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
My name is Jorge Lucero.
Jose, you got three nights worth of tickets for Power Trip. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Empire Polo Field, home of Coachella. You got Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden on Friday night, and AC/DC on Saturday night, and Metallica and Tool on Sunday night.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Congratulations. We have $2,700.
Take it. It's all yours.
$2,700 if you want to play the KLOS name game. We'll give you your shot right now if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Let's give away some money.
Okay, yeah. The name game. Come on, that's pretty cool, man.
After 40 years.
Yeah, that's a callback.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Ginger.
Ginger, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. I've been trying so much.
Well nice. Done. We're up to $2,700, and we're looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard or eaten before.
And I heard Marcy talking to Fred about an hour ago about tartar sauce, slathering it all over everything. I love tartar sauce. But that, unfortunately, wasn't it. And neither was sandwich spread. That's sandwich a little spread. Generic.
Okay.
That's what Russell came up with. Ginger, those are wrong. What do you think it is for $2,700?
Well, you know what goes good with tartar sauce and fish sticks is malt vinegar.
Malt vinegar is your guess.
Delicious. Man, that is true. I'm hungry now.
Malt vinegar.
Where is a... What are those old fish stores? Those old... Oh.
Sorry.
Hey, language. And it was Long John Silver.
I couldn't wait for Sluggo to come up with the fish store. Try again.
Sorry, Ginger.
Thank you, Ginger.
All right.
Yeah, try next hour when it's $2,800. That'll buy a lot of Long John Silvers.
What a potty mouth.
I mean, it's almost impossible to pick a favorite Nine Inch Nails song, but that is way the hell up there. And I love the come down. It's just so fast and insane. And then you have the come down after the perfect drug. Two in a row on a two for Tuesday from NIN.
We have $2,800 for you to win.
Grab it.
Caller 25 right now gets to play the KLOS name game, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It is also time for... Singing the KLOS free ride.
I hope not. We have $2,800. KLOS, who's this?
Fabian, we're from La Habra.
Fabian?
Fabian, you're caller 25.
Really? Damn, I thought it was too early.
No, you are on the right track to $2,800. We got to get it out of here, man.
It is the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And apparently the last couple of people really like fish because their guesses were malt vinegar and tartar sauce, which sound delicious but are incorrect. What do you think it is, Fabian?
Let's try ranch dip. Is that considered a condiment?
Ranch dip.
Ranch dip.
Give me the money.
What'd you say?
Give me the money.
Computer. What a stupid computer.
I'm sorry.
It's broken. Check it again.
Yeah. I'll unplug it. That'll teach it.
No, it's still saying no. Sorry.
Stupid. Oh, go to hell, computer.
It really hates you. Wow.
Right on, Fabian. Well, thanks for trying. Sorry.
I love you guys. Try it again.
Right Thank you, man. Thanks, dude. And next hour, it'll be worth
$2,900. We have $2,900 for you in the KLOS name game. We're looking for caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
And your dialing music will be a twofer from Bon Jovi. It's time to play
the name game. The name game.
KLOS, who is this?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, you're caller 25.
Let us play the name game. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We're looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And the last couple of guesses were ranch dip, said Fabian, and malt vinegar. But those were incorrect. What do you think it might be?
I'm hoping it's soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
Yeah, we're checking the computer. It's just sitting there looking at porn right now for some reason. Can we move that on to the answer?
Oh.
sorry,
it was not soy sauce.
Thank you.
And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, $3,000.
Tell everybody what you just did. I want you to explain it. What did you just do?
Yeah, because he talks about getting his Kiss records out in Surrender, Cheap Trick. And I wanted to play a Kiss record after that for 40
years.
He was
so excited.
40 years I've been meaning to do that. I finally got around. What do you mean, who cares? It's a lofty goal, sir. The Paul Simon movie One Trick Pony was released on this day in rock in 1980. Tina Turner joined Rod Stewart on stage on Saturday Night Live for a performance of Hot Legs on this day in rock in 1981. 37 years after its initial release, Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours was certified as double diamond, having sold over 20 million copies in the U.S. alone, the ninth album to achieve that certification. On this day in rock in 2014,